90210ONG with Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling.
Oh my gosh, that intro.
Is anybody else's heart pounding?
We're here. This is it, ladies.
Yeah.
My heart's pounding. I'm not going to lie. I danced through the whole thing.
Yeah.
Everybody, welcome. Welcome to our first live podcast. This is so exciting and terrifying all at the same time.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you all for being here. I can't believe this is happening. It's been a dream of ours. Like, we wanted to do something that we could rewatch the show and do with each other. And now our third best friend, Sissany. So this all kind of came together and it's been magical for us because this is the first time we've ever rewatched the show, starting this first season all the way through together. Well, kind of together. Mm-hmm. And we're learning so much. And so we're coming at it as fans now. So we're one of you.
So much fun to watch the show back. You guys, look at our matching shirts. We're all matchers tonight. You look so good in it.
From what we got, girls.
I love how you guys altered yours as well. I'm so uncool.
We had to get a little DIY out.
Instruction. You had that memo.
I know. I didn't. You know, so many of your guys' fans have been wanting this badly, a live podcast. Every time we post videos of the podcast, one of the first comments is always like, where can we watch this full thing live? And so hopefully everyone enjoys it tonight.
Yes, we're excited. I hope you guys are.
And the great thing about tonight is it truly, even though we wish in the future, we want to do this in person with you guys, but this is the next best thing. But what you get tonight is basically the live unedited version.
Uh-oh. I know. I am so nervous about that, especially with you, Missy.
She's nervous about what I'll say.
The other great thing about tonight, you guys, is that we have a donation jar, I think, right on the screen. And 100% of the proceeds from those donations go to Save Our Stages, which is a really great organization, keeping local music venues open. I love live music, and I don't think I could live without it, going to concerts, like little concerts. I love it so much. So this is a great way to help those people that are running those venues right now.
That's right. And the merch that we're wearing, you can also get by clicking below.
Oh yeah, if you want your own shirt. We met some other cool fans earlier, and so many of them were wearing their shirts. It was so cute.
I know. And we did some meet and greets earlier, so we want to say happy birthday, Amanda, because it's her birthday.
Oh, that's right. Happy birthday. Oh my gosh. You know, you guys, we have a special guest coming up. You know that, right?
I'm so excited.
So Debbie Gibson will be joining us later.
That's right. But if you guys have questions, make sure to submit them so we can answer them at the end, hopefully.
We'll be able to see them. But hopefully you guys did your homework.
Mm-hmm.
Watched the episode that we are doing our rewatch of tonight.
Mm-hmm. East Side Story, episode 14, aired February 4th, 1991. Directed by Daniel Attias, great guy, and written by Charles Rosen, the one and only.
I think it was February 14th.
February 14th. Is that what I said? That's what I said.
She doesn't have her glasses on, you guys.
I know. She said 4th. I was going to let it slide.
I put my contacts in for you. Sorry.
I put my contacts in for you because I thought you would like it. So I can't see. They're supposed to help you see, I thought.
She did it for me, but she can't see. I'm proud of you, though, that you got contacts. I'm very proud of you.
I know. I'm proud of me, too. You want to give them a little synopsis?
Synopsis of, I had to put my glasses on, of this episode, Brandon and an East LA exchange student overcome initial hostilities while the Walshes remain hostile to an unwelcome visitor, surprisingly common in Beverly Hills.
Huh. I'm curious, who's the unwelcome visitor that they were hostile to? I just saw, Carla and Brandon kissing. Hello.
Very passionate kiss.
Of course, that's what I cared about.
He just met this girl. Every girl he meets, he falls in love with.
Have you noticed Brandon has a type? Clearly, until he got to you. But Carla looks very much like Marianne Moore. I'm just.
Oh yeah.
Maybe he likes a little petite brunettes
with big juicy lips. They both have lips. Not that you don't, but you know, you turned onto blondes, I think.
I don't know. This whole, at the beginning of this episode, all I could think about was like, oh my God, Brandon, give it a rest. Like, leave the girl alone. He was just really aggressive with his, I don't know.
Very persistent.
Very persistent. Yeah. And just had a lot of energy coming at her. It was just a little, I felt a little weird watching it.
He's a 16-year-old boy. They got hormones raging.
Yes. You're screwed with the boys over there at your house, by the way.
No. You know, girls, you can teach me all about that. But boys, it's going to be a whole different ball game.
Unlucky sis has one of each.
I know. We'll see what happens. I'm worried about like sleepovers later on in life because they're both going to have friends that are the same exact age. And that frightens me.
Yeah, you should be frightened. I'll just go on record and say that.
Cross that bridge when we get there.
Yeah, do that. What did you guys think of the Brandon Carla relationship?
I was on the edge of my couch the entire time, you know, anxious for what she was hiding. Like, what is this secret? When will we find out? So I thought they did a really good job with like building that suspense throughout the entire episode.
Did you notice how like everyone was like up in Brandon's business all the time? Everybody wanted to know, like, what are you doing with this girl?
I was just staring at his belt. I'm not going to lie. I've never, at least in the other episodes, I never noticed Brandon's belt.
His belt?
Yes. He wears his belt so tight in this episode.
I did notice that, actually.
Did you notice that? Like, a shirt and jeans. That's Brandon Walsh. Like,
did he have, like, a wedgie from it?
I don't know, but the belt was, it was squeezing in on his waist.
His little waist.
Wear tight belts to accentuate their waist. My eyes were drawn to it. Sorry.
Well, maybe he liked that look.
What was the thing he did? It's what I do to your hair all the time. Get your hair down. And she hates it because I put mom spit on her hair.
Yeah, he licked his fingers and fixed his eyebrows.
Ew. Oh, gosh. I don't like that.
No, that was cringeworthy.
Cringy.
Well, I also really appreciated the whole catalog shopping thing for the clothes with the guy. What was his name?
Schneider.
Schneider. What's a
Chick
good
Schneider
name?
Schneider and the clothes.
The clothes.
Yeah, he had some. I'm just gonna be honest. Really ugly clothes.
But was it though? But was it? Like, that was the 90s, early 90s. I felt like all those colors. I mean, we can
talk
about
the only one that I liked was Donna's little situation. Your little two-piece spandex thing at the party. You look so cute in that.
Thank you.
Can we talk about your matching jackets at the end? I think we have a picture of that because that, like, was the takeaway for me from this episode.
Oh, man.
Thank you, actually.
Oh, yeah.
That is right scary. There. Well, I don't understand. Why are we going skiing at high school? And aren't those ski jackets?
So I think my kids were calling when I got to this part, and then I was too lazy to go back and rewatch it. But were we like, you know how sometimes you come to school, or you did, you would go to school, and you were going to be going on like a field trip or a ski trip for the day. Were they doing that?
No. You guys accidentally got the same jacket from the catalog. And so Kelly is telling Donna, like, she's all pissed at her. Like, yeah, she was just like, I told you I was getting B42, blah, blah, blah. And then Donna was like, pink's my favorite color.
But it's a ski jacket, you guys. Like, why would you ever, like, why didn't they pick something else? I don't know. But I got to tell you, I want to recreate those jackets and have us wear them. Because I think
I will never wear that jacket.
Oh, that's a good slope jacket for sure.
Maybe skiing. Yeah, but I'm not a pink flowery kind of gal.
God, she's not. So I don't even, Kelly wasn't either. Why would Kelly pick that jacket?
It makes no sense. It doesn't, no. I didn't like it. It really bumped me.
Especially in Southern California.
Exactly. Did you guys ever order clothes out of a catalog?
Of course.
I missed that.
Remember, though. You didn't. Okay. Whoa, she's younger than you. Just made us feel old.
So yeah. I know. I mean, I didn't.
Catalog. What's a catalog?
I used to like earmark the pages and circle everything I wanted. And then,
you know, I love that. What's so cute is my mom still does that.
She does?
My mom too.
It's so cute.
My mom's online.
I love going to her house and looking through her catalogs and like seeing all the things she's picked up that she'll never order. She just awesome. Picks them out.
That's a good thing. That's a good, like, remember those days? Like now it's instant gratification. You put it in your cart, you order it, and then you're like, shoot, why'd I do that?
I didn't really want that. Yeah, I have that already. I don't need another pair of black pants. Exactly.
The storyline of Carla using the Walsh's address to go to West Beverly is, I think, so relatable to so many students. Yeah. I know that I went to a high school that was very desirable. It was still a public school in Orange County, but there were many kids that I knew used other addresses and to be in an interdistrict transfer. But did you guys ever experience that or know about that?
Yeah, I have many friends that do it now.
And so it's still happening. Yeah,
mm-hmm. For sure.
They're like pretty strict about it now, though. I get really nervous when someone's doing it because I'm afraid they're going to get caught. What happens if they get caught?
Mm-hmm.
She's a rules person.
I like to break the rules sometimes, lady.
When do you break the rules?
I mean, I just broke them earlier. I'm not going to say how, but.
Oh,
listen, I know.
My dog had to pee. And so I had to leave my quarantine room for a minute to take him to the balcony. So
that's you being anal because you like things neat in a certain way and you wouldn't want him to pee in the room.
No. This has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with Buddy. And he just stares at me and he won't pee. He just is like, I'm not doing it.
Well, tell him he's in quarantine.
He doesn't understand. I don't know.
Okay, sorry. Getting back to the character of Anna.
Yes.
I love how it was a family decision. Like, I feel like nowadays, like, parents would make that decision and not involve the kids.
Right. Why?
Cindy were like to Brenda. Brenda and Brandon. Got it. What do you guys think about this? I almost thought Brenda was going to say no.
Uh-huh. I mean, yeah. In what world do you ask your teenage kids permission to do anything?
And after they said it, they're like, well, and then it's settled. We're going to do it. Like, what?
Yeah, very weird.
Well, if you guys are okay with it, I'm okay with it. Oh, okay, Brenda, good. Glad we got that sorted.
The guy though, Richard,
the creepy
guy, scary. He was scaring me, and I didn't know what was his intention.
Like even the first scene, right? You knew something was like,
Is he her pimp? I was like,
there was something. Yeah, we were like on the edge.
Yeah. I worked with that guy before. He looks very familiar to me.
Did you work with him?
No. Yeah. I worked on a movie that I did. I'm trying to remember what it was, but.
That's not going to happen. We should move on.
No, I remember. I just remembered.
What?
It was something about a cowboy. And he played a mean guy in the cowboy movie. And I remember because. Because somebody directed that. Josh Brolin's dad directed that. I can't remember his name. Yeah. And no, not him. I don't know. I'm lost. But Bradley Cooper was in that movie. I do remember that. Well, like this was his before he shot to his huge stardom.
That's how you knew Bradley Cooper, who is with Jason, who we met at Tiffany's wedding, Jason's wedding. Sorry, at Jason's wedding, and that's how you guys knew each other because you worked together already. Got it.
Yep. We actually worked together a different time too. We worked together on another one of Darren Star's shows. What was?
Oh, right.
The street. Yeah, we played like druggy lovers.
When you guys go to your friends' weddings, is it just full of celebrities?
No.
Yeah, kind of. Sometimes
you're like talking about a wedding with Bradley Cooper there. I was like, that's cool.
Oh my God. I just said no. And still to this day, it's one of the best memories of my life at your second wedding.
Oh God. Thank you for pointing out it was your second wedding.
Your kid's baby daddy. I was sat at a table and with Kevin Spacey.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
And yeah, ended up dancing with him. We drank and he became my dance partner for the night. And we danced the night away. I've never laughed so hard, except when I laugh with you. But that was such a great memory. I was like, this is the coolest night ever.
He danced with you, but do you remember my dad was going to the bathroom when it was the father-daughter dance? And so they were like, father-daughter dance, where's the father? And he was nowhere to be found. So Kevin Spacey jumped up and did the father-daughter dance with me.
Do you remember this? He was lively that night. He was on fire.
He was on point. He was happy to be at the Pacara.
Weren't we all?
Great venue.
Yeah, it was good. Anyway, sorry. We went off on a tangent. We're not supposed to do that. But.
No, I love, like, see, this is what the fans want. They want these backstories that are just random AF.
Some of the fans want it. But you can't please everybody. You know, I try. You try. We try. But we try.
We're giving them a little bit of everything.
Oh wait. We got to talk about this.
What?
Brandon dancing.
Yes.
This was worse than the Fina Ferris dance that we saw last time. Because you actually got like a full body view of him, head to toe.
Him walking the line.
I loved it so much. He was so bad.
What did you love about it?
I loved how bad he was.
You guys, I don't think that's an act. We think there's like Brandon Walsh never danced. It became a story point for his character all throughout the seasons. And we think it came from him saying like, oh, I had to do it like twice and then I'm not dancing. Like, you guys write that and that's my character. I don't dance.
Yeah.
And we have, in fact, never seen Jason Priestley dance in real life.
Shot of that. Those are the professional dancers that they hired just to make everybody else look worse.
I don't think he's ever going to get a call from Dancing with the Stars. Like,
let's hope not.
Yeah.
Oh, but sometimes those are the best, you know, people to cast on Dancing with the Stars.
The work, the bad
dancers. You see their improvement throughout the season.
Yes, journey.
There you go.
Definitely a journey.
Yeah, but that is interesting that he either told the producers to write it in for him not to dance, or they just made that decision.
Or they were like, oh, he's our heartthrob leading man. You know what, sis? You're probably right. It was probably that. I like thinking of it that way.
Yeah, you don't need to see that again.
You can't have everything, you know?
So Carla ended up going home, back home.
Yeah, after a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all over, wrapped up. She fell in love. She came to school, impressed everybody with her brains. And Brandon fell in love with her.
Anybody else notice that at the beginning of the season, Brandon is taking Spanish class, but then all of a sudden he's in a French class, which...
You can't do that in high school. Right? You have to, like, pick one language and stick with it.
You're right. I forgot about that. There's continuity is not their thing on Beverly Hills. Discovered so far, 14 episodes in.
I love that though about the show because it leaves all these little Easter eggs for people to watch and find all the miscontinuity moments. I love it.
They don't give a mad F. They're like, yeah, but French is so much sexier for her to like talk in French. So we're just going to finish this class. Uh-huh. He takes French now. And in the tech class, why was Scott Scanlon in the class?
He was in it?
He was in the class next to Brandon when she walked by in the tech class.
What do you mean? Why was he in it?
Well, because when the show started, Scott and David were younger. They were freshmen.
Oh, they're not in the same class.
Not in the same grade. Like,
you are sharp as a tack.
Yeah, I got that. I got
you.
She notices all the little details.
Happy dance.
I know. I scored 1 point. I'm just happy. I'm just happy to be here.
Oh my goodness.
Steve calling Sam, come here, Sam.
Sam. That's not his name.
That feels like such an Ian thing, right?
Yeah. And then he's like, whatever. He didn't even care.
I was like, oh, that's so cute, but I'm so distracted. I mean, Steve Sanders, his wardrobe is always like, whoa. Not 90s. Like, we look at some of our outfits from the 90s. We're like, oh, that's cool. That looks great. Mm-hmm. But Steve Sanders, you're never going to look back and go, God, that was it. You nailed it, dude. And this one, he took the blouses to another level. He was wearing a, what? I can't say that.
You can't say that. He's going to get so mad at you.
But it was his character. Did he dress like that in real life?
No, he didn't dress himself.
I think he would be mad if he knew you said Steve Sanders dressed badly. He would
really?
Know him.
What
He'd
do
take
you
it
mean? He knows. We poked fun of it on VH1L. He was all cool, like, yeah, let's get me in those 90s shirts that were so crazy. But, well, he's going to be more mad at what I'm about to say. I couldn't get past. I can get past the blouses, wild colored blouses, but he had a
can you stop saying blouses?
Because
I don't like that word.
Sorry.
But it looks like a man blouse.
He had a chick V-neck and a purple sweater on. That was not a man's sweater. I'm sorry.
Well, he liked them tight.
It was a deep, no, it was a low V. I questioned it. I had to go back and look. I thought it was a cardigan, maybe. It was not. It was a low V.
My husband wears a V-neck. I've never met a guy that could pull off a V-neck until I met my husband.
No, Dave would look good in that, but not one this low. I'm telling you guys, it was not a men's sweater. I'll go on record and tell Ian too.
All right. We believe you. We believe you. Simmer down. Jeez.
Well, another storyline was David Silver trying to call MC Hammer the entire episode live on the air at school on the radio.
Mm-hmm. Never got a hold of him.
Never got a hold of him, but eventually gets a hold of the one and only Debbie Gibson.
The one and only world famous Debbie Gibson?
Yes. And I think, you know, she's here and
so
ready excited to chat if you guys are.
Bring her in.
Hi, guys.
Hi, pretty.
Thanks for joining us. How do you do it? You keep reinventing yourself. Like, your look is always different, and you always look so amazing.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Well, you know, right now, I'm just like, my hair is happily growing out. I think it might have been the stress of the pandemic, and then I was on the mixtape tour the year before. So there was chemical stress, like, just, you know, like bleaching my own hair on tour. And then there was emotional stress. And so finally, my hair and my whole being are healing from all of that. Oh, yeah.
So I've always been a fan, but Debbie and I met this summer, well, virtually. I did a wedding online, and you were so sweet to come. Debbie Gibson, she was like the bride's favorite. And Debbie came on and sang to her. And
that was so much fun. I know this is our second virtual hang, and we've still yet to hang in person.
I know. And we decided that we would be soul sisters in real life, which means if I'm your soul sister, then Jenny would be your soul sister. So
yeah, oh my gosh. And by the way, you all look amazing too. So I just think, I don't know, we're all keeping it together, girls.
We're doing our best.
You have to.
And the moms, I mean, I know you're a mom. You're a mom, right? Are you? How many kids do you have, Jenny?
We're all moms. Yes,
we're all moms. Twins.
I have three. She has five. So we have 8, 9, 10 kids amongst all of us.
I mean, I'm an aunt 10 times over. Not the same as being mom. So I am, like, for everybody out there watching, I keep saying, my hat's off to all moms all the time, but especially now. Nobody signed on for what's happening in. Being a mom is like the plates you guys are spinning. I don't think I could do it. Aww. It's unbelievable to me.
You could do it, but you're right. It's a lot.
It's a lot. I have 3 boy dachshunds and it's a lot. They've totally run my life. They're on a play date right now because they would be completely wreaking havoc.
Oh my God, a play date for your dogs. That's so cute. Wait, Tiffany, I wanted to ask you, is it okay if I ask you like a fan question?
You just called her Tiffany.
I called
you
just said Tiffany. Whoa. I'm laughing. You guys, something's happened to me.
You guys, it's
happened before.
That is a name that I haven't said in a long time, too.
That's payback because everyone calls you Kelly. So there, she was just calling you.
Oh my gosh, it's okay. Wouldn't be the first.
I want to ask you about your days on Broadway and if you plan on going back once it comes back. Or I just have so much admiration and respect for you for doing that. You did so many productions on Broadway and you were so well received. Yeah.
Thank you. So yeah, Les Mis was the first when I was 21. And then I went over to London and did Grease over there and came back. I did Cabaret and Beauty and the Beast and a whole bunch of others. And 8 shows a week, I mean, for all the Broadway actors out there and strive, you know, musical theater performers who are striving to be on Broadway, it's like being in the Olympics just all the time, you know, like 9 months straight, or some people are in the run of show, like, you know, for 5 years or 10 years. Mm-hmm. And touring theater is the hardest. Like, it's really interesting because there was like a funny stigma with national tours for me, like for celebrities, like people go, oh, she's resorting to do a national tour. And I'm like, no, this is what I strived to do as a little girl. And the idea of bringing a Broadway caliber production around the country to people in their towns always appealed to me. So I did Funny Girl and I did Joseph and I did all these different tours, Cinderella with Eartha Kitt and Paolo Mantovani.
Oh, wow.
The original Prince in the Disney version as well. And you're doing 8 shows a week. And a lot of these tours are just 1 week in a city. So your day off is the travel day.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know what a travel day is. So that's like relentless. It's crazy, but it's super fun, super exciting. I've composed a few musicals that I hope to see on Broadway. And I'd love to go back to Broadway as a composer, as a producer. I'm not going to say like I'll never do it again, but I'm working on new music right now and that's the focus. So it would take a lot to get into 8 shows a week again.
Yeah.
It's just, I did 17 musicals in 17 years.
Wow.
I kind of, in a way, I'm like, yeah, I think I did that. But you know, you never say never. Cause look, I'll go into some other age category at some point in the roles I want to play. Like down the line, I'll be like, I have to play Mama Rose. I have to play, like, I'm sure I'll have this other way of, oh my God, I can play these roles now. So you never know.
Yeah, it happens to the best of us. We all get older and we become the moms.
Exactly.
We play the mom role.
I know. I'm still like playing a little aged down, like in the Hallmark movies and stuff, you know, but yeah, it's that in between of like, I look at, you know, I don't do anything cosmetic and I go, oh my God, like I might cross over into like character actor land if I don't. Like it's a real thing for a woman to think about.
Oh my God, we could talk about this for a long time.
Yeah, I think about that a lot. And theater kind of like brings that out in me because you do start to put yourself like what age range am I playing? You know?
Right. And also you start to, I mean, we're so embedded in the thought process of how do we look and our look, and people want to see us looking good, right? And yeah. to age and to play different roles that I don't look the same as I used to. So in that kind of like, you have to make a choice. Am I going to let that get in the way of my art, my work, or am I going to embrace it and go with it?
Because I'm going to let it get in my way.
Tori's not ready.
You look amazing. And I'm like, whatever people want to do to look a certain way, it's like they should do it. I'm a big fan of that. Mm-hmm. I actually, because I've dealt with Lyme disease and all kinds of crazy things, I don't do well with like procedures and like, so part of me is like, darn it, I can't. You know, even if I want to, not right now anyway, like to go get a laser.
You don't need it.
Botox or whatever. Look, I'm just girls. I'm just going to keep swooping the hair as long as it
is. You look like my beautiful. Hair is this long. Just hide behind the hair.
Oh my God. I love your blonde. I love your rooted out blonde. It's hard to accomplish as a blonde.
It's not a choice. It's not a choice.
No.
We'll go with that.
It's good.
Wait, so do you remember being on 90210?
Oh my God, of course I do. Now this is what's so funny.
You were so huge though. Like we must have seemed like a little like, whatever.
Are you kidding me? Like, okay, so we're all in the mutual fandom society. You know what I mean? Like I was, of course, a fan of the show. But the funny thing was they were like, you're going to be on the show, but you're not going to be interacting with any of the stars of the show. And you're going to be like, I was in some random, I don't even know where I was. Like they shot me somewhere just so random. I was just in some room somewhere.
Was that
and
your dog?
I had my dog with me. And by the way, JT, you've got to see what I just found today. This is what I wore in the episode. Yes.
Wow.
I love that you still have that.
So many things and memorabilia in my life in like storage debacles. I can't even tell the stories. I'll cry. I literally turned to my assistant today and I go, oh my God, I think that shirt's in the upstairs closet.
That's amazing.
He's like, that's cute. You need to wear that now. And he's 23.
It is cute.
So I remember.
Okay, first of all, I'm horrified because we made you wear your own wardrobe. Like, you had to bring your own clothes.
I totally wore my own wardrobe, which is fine. But I was, of course, I was so excited to be on the show. But yes, I was like, that. How on earth did he randomly reach me on the phone? Like, I'm still perplexed. I'm still
confused.
He got the Yellow Pages out when there used to be one and just said, it's a Debbie Gibson.
Oh my God. And then he recognized my voice. And then it was like the promo for my album. I was like, yeah, perfectly. So funny.
I love a guest that brings props, though. I love that you brought your shirt and that picture. I want everybody to bring props from now on.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Unfortunately, the dog is no longer with us. Kringle, rest in peace. But
I would hope not.
The whole episode is so incredible. And it's funny because to this day, like, I'll get called to do kind of stunt casty cameo stuff. But I started in theater and then acting. And like, I'm like, guys, I'll put myself on tape for a gritty dramatic role. Like, let me do it. I got to do something on Lucifer actually last year that's going to drop at some point soon. It's like, you know, everything got set back, but it's in the next half season that's coming. And I love being given those opportunities. So playing myself, I mean, it was very funny. It was like two lines or three lines. It was so much fun being, and that whole episode was so good. But yeah, but I was like envious of the girl playing Carla because I wanted the meaty role in East LA, and I guess I wasn't exactly. It was like not you know, that wouldn't have been typecasting at its best, but so much fun, so much fun. Wait, to do the show.
I have a question. So you came to set that day. They had you in a room filming by yourself.
Yes.
Did you see anyone? You had to go into the makeup trailer, or did they make you do your own makeup too? What happened?
That was definitely my makeup.
Oh,
that
my
was God. My like wow. Really. They wanted like me to be me. So
interesting.
You know, or that might have been code for like it's not in the budget and we don't want to spend all this.
Yeah,
time.
Right.
Season one, low budget.
Did you see any of the actors that day?
No, just at the party. God. I met everybody at that little party. But yeah, no, I didn't see anybody. I literally was like, wow, this is so isolating.
Speaking of the scene, we have a few questions right now from the fans. Actually, one specifically about your dog, Kringle. Was Debbie's dog originally supposed to be in the episode, or did you just kind of add him in?
I just brought him along. And as we all know, animals steal the show. My dog, Joey, was in one of my Hallmark movies and was on a Today show with me. I'm a big dog mom, so yeah. No, he was not originally scripted to be in the episode.
It was perfect, though. It was perfect.
Oh my God.
I love when you're holding it. You're just like spinning him around.
Yeah. I know. So random.
And a lot of people are asking, but specifically Alina wants to know when your new music is coming out.
So excited to share with you that literally in this room, I have been working on the new music. And yeah, so about a year ago, I had a dance hit with a song that I wrote called Girls Night Out, and DJ Tracy Young did the remix. And a 19-year-old producer and artist out of Vancouver named Sean Thomas did the track and produced the vocals. And I always like shouting out my team because it's always a team effort. Mm-hmm. And really that song came about because I was getting ready to do the mixtape and I just felt this energy of girls bonding, and you know, they were creating this girls night out around going to the mixtape tour to see New Kids, Salt and Peppa, Tiffany, myself, Naughty by Nature. It was such a great night out, especially for women bonding. And you know, everybody kind of reverted back to their childhood a bit. But what I love about this generation is like all those women were just so vibrant and vital and cool that were in that inner audience. And so that song, the energy of that song is really inspired by that, and how, and also how a lot of women, I think, feel kind of stuck in their life and they need that moment with their girls to just renew and get back in touch with a part of themselves that sometimes might get lost in being a mom, mm-hmm. being a wife. It's like there's a way you can be with your girlfriends at any age and only with your girlfriends. So that was a top five dance hit last year. So continuing in that vein, there's a lot of like the melodic dance pop music. and anthemic music. I've always been big, like, that's the original, by the way, behind me, that's the original neon sign from the Electric Youth album.
Oh my God.
And back then there was no Photoshop. So you actually had to get a neon sign made. I mean, there weren't like graphics in that way. You had to make the neon sign and then photograph it.
Well, lucky you, you have it. It looks so great there.
I have it. It's such a profound sense memory. But then I haven't released a full length album in 20 years because I haven't felt like, you know, as a songwriter, you need to live life to write songs. So as a kid, you know, as a kid, you're always in the middle of an emotion. Like as a teenager, there's always some kind of love story going on. And there's always angst going on. There's something emotionally always percolating, and there's something relevant that's connecting you with your peers. And I just feel like I lived a lot of life in the last decade for better or worse. I mean, I've had a lot of challenges. I was, you know, in a 10-year relationship that didn't go further than 10 years. And again, dealt with health challenges. I parted ways with my mom as my manager. And it just felt like things kept threatening to bring me down, and I kept pulling myself back up. And I just feel like from that came a lot to write about. And so there's an energy to this album of kind of like feeling like a warrior. And I think, again, a lot of people out there can relate to that, especially with this last year. I think everyone wakes up and goes, all right, I did it for another day. And
here, one more day down.
Another day down, and here we go again.
Let's do this. Great. Yeah.
Do you have a release date or not yet?
Well, the single will probably be in April and the full album will be in June. So that's what we're aiming for right now. Yeah. And there's some like,
you may release
on it too, some big collaboration. What was that, Tori? Sorry.
You may release on April 3rd. It's Jenny's birthday. Just put it out.
I love the story behind the album. I can't wait to listen to it.
Me too.
Thank you.
Well, Debbie, we're running out of time, but before we let you go, we do a game called Rapid Fire Questions.
Uh-oh.
So just say the first thing that comes to mind. Favorite character on Beverly Hills 90210?
Oh my gosh. I'll go with David Silver since he called me.
All right. Are you team Dylan or are you team Brandon?
I was a Dylan girl.
Same girl. Do you have a favorite 90s 90210 fashion item? Or 90s fashion?
Could have been one of your own too.
I mean, like, I was cracking up over you guys talking about Ian's blouses. So let's go with that. The man blouse. Oversized everything. I mean, I'll go with oversized everything.
No, oh my God. Don't inflate his head and give him reason to bring it back because Debbie Gibson says she loved it.
We used to both go to Crunch. I used to always see him at the gym. Always ran to Ian at the gym.
Mm-hmm. I love it. And last question is something that we do. It's kiss, marry, or kick to the curb. Out of all the cast members, who would you want to kiss? Who would you marry? And who would you say bye-bye to?
No hard feelings.
Oh my God, that's horrible.
I know. We had to do it too when we first started.
I mean,
Tori made this game up, so blame her.
I'm so not a kick to the curb kind of girl. It's like,
do it. This is your one chance to kick
them. I don't like denouncing people or trashing people. Anyway.
How about place them to the side? Like, just gently.
How about this? How about kiss, marry, or sorry, not today.
I like that.
Okay, we can do it. Oh, we've got, JT just presented me with the full, I mean, I know the characters, but this is like a full on.
I like this.
Full on, like, JT. JT. I mean, listen, everybody needs a JT in their life, let me tell you. Okay, how about I'll kiss Brandon, okay. Marry Dylan.
Nice.
And, I mean, this is kind of a cop out, guys, but I'm going to do it. The girl who played Carla, because she stole my stole my role in lieu of, like, you know, the two line thing. So I'm just going to go with that.
There you go.
Fair enough.
Well, thank you so much, Debbie Gibson. Everybody, it was a pleasure having you on.
My dev heads who are so excited and are out there watching, and everybody who tuned in. And you girls are awesome. So much fun hanging out.
And thanks for everybody watching right now, you can get your exclusive AmericanGreetings.com/Debbie Gibson exclusive e-card from Debbie. So go check that out as well.
Yes, and it's girls' night out. It's like, you know, until we can have a girls' night out again, we have the song.
We have a girls' night out.
Come to dance. Yeah, okay, guys, thank you so much.
I love you.
Debbie.
Bye.
Bye.
Be well. Oh my gosh, you guys, we just talked to Debbie Gibson. She's so pretty.
You just call, I'm whispering like we're all doing like an inner girl circle.
Oh my God.
It's called Debbie Gibson Tiffany.
Why would I do that?
Because Tiffany was like the other mega superstar. Like, No, it was always like, you know how people are like Team Brenda, Team Kelly? People were Team Debbie or Team Tiffany. No, but now we're friends. We did a tour together last year. It all worked out. It was just like, you know, like you like one or the other. I loved it because that shows that Jenny Garth is human and she's a fan, just like everyone else. You were so excited to see her that you went back to the early 90s and you said Tiffany, and that made me love you even more.
I'm real sorry there, Debbie.
Calling it out. That was real moment and it was awesome.
Yeah, thanks for shouting it out to the world and to her. Case, I thought maybe I could just keep going, but no, you made sure that she noticed.
You know what? I think it was for the best that she did. You know,
I felt like she heard it and we had to acknowledge it.
I mean, it was dead silent.
She was like, okay, we're going to take some fan questions from everyone that's live right now, right?
Oh, Debbie's chatting in the side chat and she's saying, tell Jenny it's okay. So she's over it. Yeah. It's not a big deal.
I'm chatting her. Thanks, Debbie.
Also, I know how cool she is. I knew she would appreciate it. Like, she's like, she's one of us.
All right, you guys, we got tons of questions to get to from your amazing fans that are watching right now. Natalie is asking, what's your favorite thing about your character throughout the series? Who wants to go first?
I'll go, unless you'd like to go.
No, go ahead. Then I can think of my answer.
Give you some more time. I would have to say, like on a deeper level, I would love the journeys that Kelly, the journey that or arc of her character, because she started out as one thing, the bitchy girl from Beverly Hills, very one note, one level. And then the writers started writing all these great parts of her and sort of peeling the onion of Kelly, you know? So it was, for me, I'm proud and I love playing the journey of Kelly.
What she said.
You can't say that.
No, I'm just kidding. I love Donna. I mean, the obvious one is I loved her fashion sense. I loved that she took chances and colors and just very out there. And I think that was really cool, especially for a young girl. I was, you know, when I started. And while they would pick out clothes for us, they didn't tell us we had to wear something. So as it went on, you know, I'm proud that I had low self-esteem, but outwardly I didn't. I was like, cool, I want to wear this. But I love that she was a virgin. I feel like it was so relatable to so many women and men, well, girls and boys at the time in their teens, even into their 20s, that were like, wow, we're seeing a popular girl in school and she's a virgin. She's holding on to that and she's proud to be a virgin. So that was something I felt like she was a role model. And I love that she was pure and, you know, like she said it like it was, and it wasn't always the right thing. And she had her ditzy moments, but she was authentic to her.
I love Donna.
We all do.
As we get more into the show and Donna comes out more and they start fleshing that character out, I really, really do love Donna. And I did. I mean, I loved you then, but I love you now.
Back at you. I love how in this episode, the Donna David thing must have not been worked out for them yet, obviously. Mm-hmm. Donna's like, David is so, it's a way out there when she hears him. So way out there.
Like you dissed him.
Dissed him, right?
Mm-hmm. Next question is Vanessa. I met my best gal friend when I first started working and we knew straight away we were kindred spirits. Did you both know straight away too, or did it take time or a while for each of you to warm up to each other?
Oh, well, that's nice. I'm glad, Vanessa, you guys have each other because that's so important to have a best friend like that. Did you like me right away or did it take a few minutes?
I can't remember that part. Cause to me, the only thing I remember is that we were always friends. Like we've always been friends. To me, it's my entire life. It's only, I mean, it's not my entire life cause I'm 47 and it's only been 30 years, but I mean, we must've hit it off right away. I know we definitely bonded over crafting cause we were both crafters. Like that.
Yeah.
Was,
I don't remember any of that, that
but no. I do.
Like what kind of crafting?
She took me to
she
my.
Says we hooked a rug or something. I don't know what she's talking about.
A poodle rug. No, we did. I'm glad it made such a lasting impression. I was like very, but we had bonded because I did decoupaging, like that was big then. And you were like, I hook rugs currently. You knitted everything. And you were like, have you ever done that? And I said, no. So she took me to Michael's for the first time, which Michael's, if you know, the number one craft store in the world, is my favorite place to go. She introduced me to Michael's. So, but obviously, like over the years, there was something about her.
You know what? I feel like it's more that we're stuck with each other and you just can't get rid of me. I'm like, you know.
Do you want me to get rid of you?
No.
She had to think about that. Why did you have to think about that?
Do you want to be gotten rid of?
No.
But that's the reaction.
Then we're good.
That's the reaction Tori wanted, not what?
Give us another question. Give us another one.
Linda is asking, did you keep any of the props for sentimental value after 10 years?
Oh, you know what? I was just thinking about this when Debbie was bringing out her props that she had. And I was so envious that she had those things. I get rid of everything. Like I don't keep anything. I don't have a storage locker anywhere. I'm sad about that. Like I regret it. I wish that I had some things. I think I have a pair of Kelly's cowboy boots. That's about the only thing that I still have, but I know that you have some things.
I think most importantly, I have the wedding glasses, the champagne glasses from Donna and David's wedding. Aww. Say Donna and David. They're somewhere in my storage unit. I don't know where, but they're there. And I also have one of Donna's famous dresses, her lip dress, which I didn't have. A fan brought it to me at a book signing and was like, got this online and I wanted to give it to you. And I was like, are you sure? And then I looked inside and it had the padding in it because it was before my boob job. And then I forgot they used to sew little pads into my dresses.
Wait, that's so crazy. We have more questions. Should we go to the next one?
I have the Donna's graduation diploma from California University. Yeah. It says Donna Martin graduated in science, which is not true. And I think that was a joke the props put on there. Cause
that's like a normal graduate's degree though. It's, mm-hmm. Yeah. Nicole asked, which season was your favorite?
Oh, Nicole, we're only on season one.
We don't know yet. We haven't watched it all the way through yet.
Yeah. How could it? Right now, season one is my favorite. I think season one might always be my favorite because everyone just looks so young and innocent. And I don't know. I liked it.
I liked your college years.
I haven't made up my mind yet. The college years were really fun because we had some hijinks that happened and stalkers and crazy, crazy things.
And we got to live together. Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We started living together in the beach apartment. That was my favorite because then the scenes were so much fun.
Those episodes were very soap opery, I felt.
The college years?
Season one are like, right now it's like very, each episode's kind of like a topic.
After school special, yeah.
It's kind of, but you know, with a little bit more risque. And then in your college years, it was like cliffhangers after every episode. Like, what's going to happen next? And it was very soap opery. I love that.
Yeah, that was fun.
Leon is asking, was anyone grossed out by the older guy checking out Carla at the party?
First of all, good job, Leon, doing your work and rewatching the episode before today. We appreciate
and I like that. I like where he's coming from. Very protective. I like that. I didn't notice it at all. No,
I didn't notice it either.
You guys didn't notice that?
Of course I noticed it. It was super creepy.
I mean, it's like a theme for this season so far. There's always some weird older guy, younger girl situation. Ew.
I was looking at my dress as I came into the party, so I know.
Next question. Laura is asking, what is the best life advice you have received from the other?
Good Lordy, that's a loaded one.
And try to keep it short because we're running out of time.
Geez. I don't have any, so.
Just keep saying that to me. Keep it short. If you're okay with it, I'm going to go back to the story that we tell about each other.
Which one?
Which one?
I don't know.
Be scared. Be very afraid. We have discovered after 30 years of friendship that we are yin and yang, but we blend perfectly together. And we say that she makes me stronger and I make her kinder. And I mean, and when we say that, not she's the most amazing kind person, but you do kind of go into situations guarded to protect yourself. You've been in this business a long time. Mm-hmm. And I go in being like me. And she's just a little more like, okay, let me take a moment to get to know you. So she helps me be stronger when I come into situations. And I help her be a little more, she hugs now. Well, not now, before.
Here's the thing, you guys. I made so much headway with the hugging. I was almost there.
Room, I hug, and then she's like, not a hugger. And
not,
then
she, yeah, not a hugger.
Right before COVID hit, when we were going into rooms, you were starting to
hug. I was hugging.
Right when you were ready.
I'm so proud of you.
Well, guess what? Never hugging anybody ever again.
Well, me in the future, I can get you to the elbow.
Jenny, do you have any advice, or do you want to just piggyback off of Tori's?
Yeah, I like hers. That was
We need to bring in our sponsor, Michelle with Prosperity Denim. She is coming in right now. Yay! And we just want to chat with her real quick.
Hey, Michelle.
Hi, ladies. Hi, Michelle. How are you? Hi, Tori.
Beautiful.
I was just
lady.
Telling Aubrey, my teammate here, that you guys have not aged at all. You look fabulous.
Oh my God. Well, we don't just love your denim. We love you now. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you for having me on your awesome podcast. You know, prosperitydenim.com. We launched during COVID last year, which was, you know, big for us. It was a slower time and it gave us time to kind of focus on what we wanted to do for the brand. And prosperitydenim.com has been really fun. You know, we're a modern brand. We're relatable. You know, denim under $100. We offer obviously free shipping like most companies do.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's great. You know, we have our classic skinnies on there, the Ashley, which everyone seems to love. I wear the high waist one, the Kira, which I think I sent to Tori. Yeah. So I really enjoy that.
Really, really well. And they're cozy too. They
and feel we got our sweatshirts too, the cute little best friend sweatshirts.
Thank you.
Those You're are welcome. Love it. I mean, right now during COVID.
Oh, we got those. We Yay. Got those. I got the STNDS. And I'm not going to lie. When I opened it, I was like, what the hell does that mean? What? I have an STD? What?
I know, but I was like, wait a minute here. We need to think about this. So yeah, good call. But
they're
you know,
so adorable. I can't wait to be with her in person and wear it together.
Yeah,
so
you need to be together.
We have the version.
I saw that. I saw that on Tori, your Instagram, I think last week.
She gave me the meeting. I gave her the best friend.
I love it. But you know, the fleece collection, the best friends and the prosperity one that I'm wearing in the army green, we launched last week and they're really soft and they're great. You know, we're
so
all
so soft, you guys.
Yeah, we're
Wait,
all
I was home. Just wearing that yesterday. That
yeah,
exactly.
We did a rehearsal yesterday and Jenny was wearing it and it looked so good on you.
And I'm not gonna lie, I might have slept in it.
Okay, that's good. Well, thank you for that. I mean, they're very soft. You know, when I'm at home, I want to look cute still. I want to stay married, you know, and
that'd be nice.
Right. And I'm thinking, gosh, I can't look, you know, terrible at home. Yeah. So
yes.
It's been kind of the go-to the last week with my Kira high waist. But, you know, we're just honored to be on your platform, talk about prosperitydenim.com. We also wanted to give your listeners, you know, 20% off site-wide.
Oh, awesome.
Which is great. So what you'll do on prosperitydenim.com in the checkout is they'll enter 90210. And
for 20% off, you guys.
That's a
that's
big
huge.
One. 20%. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you.
I think everyone right now needs a little something. So
and you're a new business startup. So like that is very kind and generous of you to do.
Thank you. Yeah. You know, we started the brand in 26 or I started the company in 2015. You know, I couldn't have children when I got married. And so Ashley Mason is the corporate name because if I had a girl, I would have chosen Ashley as her name and a boy Mason. So after we launched, you know, it was a really hard time. You know, you think, oh, you wait your whole life, you're going to have children. And, you know, it was really, people don't really discuss it. So that was a big thing for me. So, you know, starting to be an entrepreneur and launching the brand really took my mind off of that. And so Ashley Mason is the junior brand, but Prosperity Denim, we launched in 2016, and Stitch Fix and Nordstrom, and these retailers have been so great to us. So starting, you know, prosperitydenim.com over COVID, it's just been kind of fun. It allows us to show our trend, and we offer eco styles on there now too. So we have something for everyone, and our sizes go from 24 to 33. And we just have a nice fit, and it's just simple, right? Right now in life, we just want things to be simple. So I hope
Sorry, Michelle, I didn't mean to misspeak. I know you started the brand in 2016, but you launched prosperitydenim.com during COVID in last year.
I did. Thank you. Yeah. That's we were a little late to the game in the dot-com.
No.
But, you know, during COVID, it really allowed us to focus on what we want to stand for and how, you know, to make a simple, you know, easy website that everyone could navigate through. So it's been really fun, and I'm really having a good time. So thank you for letting us, talk about it.
Yeah, we love your story. You're such a boss, babe. We love it. We're all about strong women. So
yeah,
keep doing what you're doing.
We have to stick together, women, because as you all know, you know, being a woman in this industry and as an entrepreneur, you know, there's some tough battles, and it's really nice. Like, these besties sweatshirts are great on the .com because we, you know, without our best friends to talk to and kind of relate and, you know, talk about, you know, how challenging it can be. It's just nice to have our gal pals. So, you know, I hope everyone had a good Valentine's, and again, you know, congrats on your success.
Thank you.
And a special shout out to Amy Sugarman for allowing me to come on here and talk about prosperitydenim.com. So,
well,
and
we're happy to have you.
Yeah, Sissany, you're beautiful. I always hear you on the radio. I didn't know what you look like, but it's nice to finally put your face to your name.
Thanks for being with us, Michelle.
Okay, bye, ladies.
All the best to you. prosperitydenim.com, and at checkout, enter
20% off.
For 20% off.
Awesome. I'm going shopping later.
Well, ladies, we did it. That is a wrap of our first virtual live. Well, actually, we can end with them.
Can I say my favorite line?
Yes, I was just going to say that.
I don't remember the whole line, but all I know is that Kelly Taylor in the Peach Pit said the word trendoid. That's all I know.
What is that? Is that even a word?
You were talking about the catalog, and you were like, that was, I don't know what the first part was, because I was like, oh, trendoid, oh my God.
You know, one that stood out to me was from Brenda, and she was talking about the clothes that you guys were all getting out of the catalog, and she referred to it as rude. Like, the clothes is so rude. I love them. And I'm
it
like,
it must be a good thing.
It was like how people like, that's so sick. And you're like, wait, at first I didn't know what's happening. So rude. Now they say rank.
I'm gonna say rude from now on. Rude is a good thing. My favorite line would be when Brenda says to Brandon, "Come on, baby, light my fire," kind of look. Like, what? I was like, wow, she's older than she looks.
Oh my God, that reminds me really quickly of when we were doing the promo shoot for BH90210. And we all had to be lined up, and we were looking hot in our like silver and white.
We were looking rude.
And remember, Jason said, we were like, wait, okay, well, how's everyone looking? Because we're all walking towards camera. What's the look? And he goes, you know, you guys, like we always do in these shoots, smolder.
I remember it too.
And then they called action. And I wanted to laugh and pee my pants. I was like, what just happened? And then Brian's like, Tori just walked into me. I'm like, sorry, I haven't worn heels this high in 10 years. Sorry. Like, it was a cluster F. But I'll never forget Jason Priestley in our ears. Weren't we on either side of him? Smolder. Just you guys remember how to do this. Smolder.
And you know what? I went into smolder mode immediately.
I knew what he was talking about, but I still wanted to pee my pants a little bit.
Oh, this is so fun, you guys. I love hanging out with you every week. Especially now, being in quarantine, you're the only people I've seen, which is great. I love you. And I have to say hi to one of my daughters, at least, is listening. Hi, Sons. I love you.
Hi, Hannah.
Okay, well, that'll do it, guys.
thank you for joining our first ever live virtual.
Love you. Yeah.
We hope to do this more often. Let us know
next week
if you liked it, if you were here, and if we should keep doing them. We love you guys. And let's all do our homework. And next week will be episode 15.
That's right. Bye.
Love you guys. Bye. Mwah.